All right, Smiley Morning Show. Hey, it's Mother's Day week, man. 13 minutes after the hour, man. We just calling, you know, being random, calling folks' mom. We got Gary. Gary, with the team. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Rick.
All right, we got your mom on the phone. Introduce everybody to your mom.
Everybody in radio land, this is my mom, Miss Elsie Mae Hayes. Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Miss Hayes, how you doing?
Oh, fine. How you doing, Ricky?
I ain't seen you in a long time. Miss you.
Long time, I'm telling you.
Yes, ma'am. We got the hook up, Miss Hayes.
Now, Miss Hayes, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Where would you say that Gary gets his fashion sense from? Because you know he got style, baby. Does that come from you?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Well, he just picked it up on his own. He said he didn't get it from me.
Well, my mama used to sew. When I was growing up, my mama used to sew. She had a little sewing shop in the backyard, and she used to have me trimming all those patterns, all those buttery.
Oh, you used to cut them out and stuff?
I used to cut out the patterns for you.
Yeah,
you
sure did.
Yeah, we wow. Back, I'm cutting out, trimming those patterns. So I guess because of those patterns, I guess maybe the style came. My mom and daddy were fashionable people. You know, my mom and daddy, you know, we didn't have a lot, but we didn't have a little bit either. But they, you know, wore nice clothes and stuff, and that's where, you know, that fashion sense came from.
Yeah. Now, Miss Hayes, have you ever gone shopping with Gary? Because this dude has a keen eye for, like, just scoping out
a sale. Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I went yesterday, and I'll tell you. You gotta have a couple of drinks to go Gary shopping.
Miss Hayes, and the only thing I hate about going shopping with Gary, he walked too fast and he's so impatient.
I'm telling you, I have to keep calling. Gary, hold up. Come on, Mama, we right.
Gary, why do you walk so fast?
I don't know, time waits for no one. And you know, when I get in my stores, honey, my adrenaline starts flowing, especially when it's some good clothes and stuff.
And why you always ask for a discount in every store?
Mama, tell me that yesterday.
Oh, no, not so much discount. What is that card,
that green?
The
Lone Star card.
Do y'all have that? And
yeah.
I look at him and say, oh, my God, get me out of here.
Yesterday we were in the store and I asked people, I said, well, do y'all take Lone Star? Because, I mean, you know, I think they should give us a discount or something.
You have not because you asked.
That's
not.
Right, honey. That's
now, we're talking to Gary's mom, Miss Hayes. Now, tell us about Gary as a child. Now, I saw one picture of him in his Wendy's outfit when he got a job. Did you used to have to spank him, though? When he what was his tolerance like as a kid? Did he obey?
No. He's really one of the best ones. I have five others. But Gary was really easy going. Never had any trouble. Gotta tell you, when it comes to entertaining, he really know how to get it done.
Because he'll take his shoe off and fight you now if he have to.
Ronnie Rick? He tried to fight somebody. They was finna fight him. Miss Hayes, I was gonna call you. And him and somebody up here was finna get to fight, and he took his shoe off at him and held it up in the air. When the guy got close to him, he turned it to the heel like that's gonna hurt worse.
Gary,
why you pull your shoe off on that man like that?
Because that's all I had. Hell, Hollywood was gonna try to kill me, honey. And I'm glad you stepped in, because if Ricky would have stepped in, I think he would have hit me.
I almost wanted to see that fight handle. Back slap.
We should have taped that fight, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get a good lawyer. And you know what happened then?
Yeah. Like, was he good in school? Like, did he ever, like, get sent to the principal's office or anything?
No, he didn't. He didn't. Well, he wasn't sent to the principal's office. He was sent home for hitting a little boy in the head with his lunch tray.
You remember that?
Oh, you hit
somebody? Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Well, Gary.
Yeah, you know, me and one of my best friends, I mean, he was my best friend. We got into a fight, and they jumped me on the way going to school, Ricky. So, honey, when we got in the cafeteria, I politely cleaned off my tray, and I hit him in the head with
you
it.
You ate all your food
I
first?
I ate all my food first, and then I hit him in the head with the tray.
You hit him hard, Gary.
I sure did, honey. Then I ran.
So, Gary, since we have your mom on the phone and Mother's Day is approaching, what words do you have for her?
Well, my mom knows I love her dearly, honey. I want to tell your mama that I love you dearly, and you know that, and you know, now that it's just, she knows I'm a crybaby, so I don't.
Yes, you are.
But
I love you too, Gary,
and I love you dearly, and you know that's from the bottom of my heart. And you know we're gonna go shopping today. I guess if you and if Mitchell let loose of you, because you know, honey, Mitchell, you know, Ricky, you know my brother.
Yeah, yeah, your younger brother.
Baby, so Mitchell, you know, Mitchell wanted up. I'm down at his house.
Miss Hayes, let me tell you one thing I love about Gary. He do the tea on the radio show. That's one thing. But Gary, Gary as a person, when I first came into radio, I was introduced to Gary by Steve Harvey. And Gary really taught me the ropes, because I went through a lot when I started radio with a lot of people. And Gary really gave me a lot of confidence and helped me stand up to people that was trying to take advantage of me when I first started doing radio, and helped me out a whole lot. I don't even think we would be where we are without, and, you know, in dressing and fashion and how to, you know, because I always had this attitude, try to keep it real. And Gary like, no, you go get you a nice truck to drive. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that. And so you go get you some clothes to put on, because I just try to, you know, I try to downplay what I do, but he really helped out.
Yeah,
tremendously on this radio show, and it's a pleasure to have him, Miss Hayes.
That's so sweet.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
And, you know that I keep her in check too, because sometimes my mom be wearing those big what you call them, soccer mom pants or whatever.
The soccer jeans. Like, soccer mom, that's all right. Those are sturdy. They keep everything together.
She said, I just want to be comfortable. But I'm like, now, mama, we can't go here like that. When I was young in school, I'd say, mama, you need to wear this.
You got to get mom some true religion skinny jeans. I love you, Miss Hayes.
Love you, mom.
Thank you so much.